Let's Talk Tonight, the podcast of delights, and don't you know it? Talk Tonight, it's Talk Tonight.
Hello, and welcome to the Talk Tonight podcast. I'm joined with Sean, Harry, and Ryan, who are from The Sway. How are you guys?
Oh, brilliant, mate. Thanks for having us.
No problem. That's right, no worries. Big question to start off with. Are you tea or coffee people?
Coffee all day. Yeah. Coffee all day. Coffee. I have like two cups of
tea in the afternoon.
Yeah, the only time I have a cup of tea is just like day after when you can't be out of the coffee.
Mm.
But like, two cups of tea, yeah, and I'm done, mate.
Exactly, it's like tea to get learning, coffee to get you started in the morning, isn't it? Yeah, and then you have tea just to clear you out. Sorry?
Are you tea or coffee? What are you?
I don't know, it depends. Depends on my mood. If I need it, it'll be a coffee. You know?
I prefer the cold pint, cold crisp pint.
Oh, yeah. Would be nice.
With a bit of sun.
Exactly.
Coffee. Where
you're
going, getting
your way, you need to be in coffee and TV. And then a tea sort
of like
settle your balance, sort of chill out a little bit.
Exactly. Coffee and TV.
Need to get going,
eh? Exactly. Love a bit of
blur. That'd be a weird gig, Blair.
I'll sing the whole line if you want.
What do you reckon the crowd would be like at a Blair gig? What do you reckon the crowd would be like at a Blair gig, though? How do you reckon the Blair crowd would be like?
I don't mind them.
I think it'd be I reckon there'd be people telling you off for smoking a piggy, like, I reckon there definitely would, like.
I don't know, I think they'd be surprising, to be fair.
Mm.
I think it'd be good, like,
it'd be good to see.
I mean, if you play Path, like, it won't be a battle, to be fair.
Yeah, that'd be, Path would be good.
He's out of his standards, or not?
Is he, yeah?
Yeah. It's the fellas he's sending us.
On to me.
Yeah.
He's fucking, that's Jimmy, out of Quadrophenia. No, this fella who, it is, you know? The fella who sings the lines, isn't
it? Oh, really? Wake up by the dust.
Oh, what's his name?
Did he stand us off it, though?
I can't remember his name now.
That's why I've seen him. EastEnders. They all talk like that, don't they?
He was in Chicken Run as well.
Chicken Run?
You found Flat, you played one. Have you not seen Chicken Run?
Oh, Chicken Run, yeah.
Yeah, the film, yeah, he played one of the rats. One of the rats, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact for you to
Chicken Run. What's Chicken Run? Is Chicken Run the one where they're up with, like, the. Looks like Wallace and Gromit,
exactly that.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic, that one, yeah. Classic.
We'll ask a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Stand up desk,
Noob.
What?
He's on a stand
up
desk.
The teller said, I'm forgetting a stand up desk. Hey, guys, settle this for us, Harry. There's nothing wrong with a stand up desk, is there? There's nothing wrong with a stand up desk.
Nah.
Right, you're sitting around on your ass all day doing uni work.
Yeah, but if you stand up, it clears everything.
But you've got the legs of a 75 year old woman, Harry.
You can smoke 12 fight ones, and if you stand it, it doesn't matter.
You're
because
right. You're
you've counted it with the standing. It's fine.
Very charming. Very charming.
So here, when you say Harry,
I
don't
know. Sorry, we ramble a lot, you know.
No, it's fine. Trust me, it makes it a lot easier when you ramble. When you keep saying Harry, I keep thinking you're talking about me. So I'm being
I was talking to you. I said to you, I did me and you, sorry. I meant you set list to them too.
That's fine.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
Yeah.
Not to sit around all day.
Exactly. So you've just released Sunshine Seekers. How's that been, like, the reception for that?
Yeah, no, yeah. Do you know what? Obviously, it's not the same without the gigs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not bad. Like, it's one of them where. You know, any good feedback of any people who've enjoyed themselves listening to your music, it's a good thing, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? We've had plenty of that. But, I don't know, it's not the same without being able to play. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I think the unfortunate thing, really, like, I would say unfortunate, it's not really unfortunate, I mean, we're fucking super lucky to be where we are. I think we were in the stage before the lockdown where we just released two songs and they've done reasonably well for like considering we'd had no back and we just put them up, seeing how it went. And it was sort of like we couldn't really just sit on what we had really. That would have been soft. I mean, obviously, we'd have basically just have to start again, like the monthly listeners and stuff would have just like probably just wouldn't have ticked over. And I mean, I think we've sort of done it well where we released Don't You Wanna Be in August, September, and then released Don't You Wanna Seekers like 6 months later. So I've got a Boss music video done for it. And they want to check it out on the YouTube and it kept us ticking over. We had things to do. We had like
keeping
people on our mind.
I mean, that's the thing you can only do in it. In this lockdown, is like you just got to keep releasing stuff, and you just got to keep at it because.
Yeah, anyways, I mean, we're not the sort of best with the social media anyway. So it's sort of every chance we've had that getting content, we've just snapped the hand off to get it. And we have done well. I mean, considering what it could have been and what other bands have done, and like obviously not compared to anyone else, but we've done really well. We've sort of kept us going. We're booked in for the next tune as well, which will probably come out sometime early summer. Nice. Might as imagine.
Oh, where's he gone?
He'll be back. There he is.
Sorry, I got a phone call. Phoned me. If he phones me again, I'll have to send him a horrible text message. It's me auntie, so I don't want to do that, but it'll have to happen.
Rude, isn't it?
You know, terrible kid. Wanting to see how I am. This woman wants to see how I am. What is she doing? I think she is.
I was
going to
say, even though we've done well, like over lockdown, and I think like the new unit's good to be like receptional of the crowd, do you know what I mean? Like you sort of get that vibe of like
it's the fun intro, bit.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Fun,
like when you're releasing tune, you want to play to the crowd and sort of see what they think as well as just use yourself. Like, you know what I mean? If you're releasing a song yourself, it's like
writing music is quite a selfish thing because you're doing it for yourself to listen to or whatever. But when you're playing music, it's about everyone. Like it's about the buzz of like there's no like. There's no person who plays music to people that doesn't want to have a room of people all enjoying themselves and having a good time together. That's what performing music's about, you know what I mean? Like, you start performing music because the idea in your head of a group of people and you all happy and in a good mood, enjoying something that you've worked hard at, you know what I mean? So, without that side, You obviously you enjoy creating the music and recording it, but you're not getting the fun bit. Do you know what I mean? You're not getting the bit that is the reason. Like when you're a kid, you look at the guitar and you think about like you know you sit there looking out the window in school or whatever, thinking about like playing your guitar and you know people having a buzz and you know fucking like a good vibe in the room and that. Do you know what I mean? So obviously we're missing out on that, but we're still happy to be making it. We're still happy to be making the music because that's as fun in a different way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you. But it'll be a whole lot different though when you can play live and that, won't it? Because then you can see like what songs work. You know, like.
I think it's just more of a year to think of like ourselves a band. Do you know what I mean? And progress forward of like songs that we might not write if it weren't for lockdown. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like little stuff that we didn't have. So. I'd say overall that's been a bit of a shit year, but at the same time for the band we've progressed in a way that we wouldn't have, I don't think, if it weren't for lockdown.
It took us on a bit of a different path or a different do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've always got to look at the positive, haven't you?
It's a weird one, isn't it? Like the whole lockdown thing. Like I know it's generally for everyone been shit, but when I was speaking to some other people they said, oh personally it's been really good.
Yeah, at the end of the day, fucking mad and all that, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can't play gigs for a bit, it's shit, like, but there's a lot of fucking better people worse off, you know what I mean? Gotta just fucking take your medicine, haven't you, and crack on at the end of the day, haven't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think from where we're from as well, I think, like, everyone that I know, like, they all just fucking they love the family and they get on with the family, most of them. Like, obviously, that's not everyone, but like most people we know, like, they get on with the family they live with. And, like, I think that's just been, like, obviously really important. Like, all of our families, I mean, fucking hell. The front rows of most of our gigs have been fucking swamped with nans, you know what I mean? Nans, you know the way.
Love the nans.
Ah, nans, you know what I mean? I think this year really, it's just, I was saying to you, Harry, before we got here, like, we're lucky to have hobbyists as well, and we're lucky to have, like, people around us who, like, are happy for us doing it, because a lot of people I know don't have hobbies. They're the people that are really feeling just lost. They don't have, like, any enjoyment. They don't have anything, like, they feel they want to get up and do, which I think is obviously really important right now. Should just be sitting doing nothing all the time and not feeling anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, say, like, a lot of, like, bands we've done, like, interviewed and that, we all, us and them, always go online because we started this whole podcast thing in the first lockdown. So it's weird to see, like, some of the bands grow along the year.
Yeah. And you might not have had the time as well to do that. If, like, if you were just living your normal life, as you were saying, all you don't even live in the same place. And it's like that idea to, like, let's not just, like, submit to what's going on. You sort of try and do something while you can. And maybe it's not something that you would have even thought of doing before all this happens. But while you've got the free time, just try things to anyone, just try something. Try anything. You might not like it and try something else.
That's on there, like, because you were saying about Harry at the start of your podcast, like, sometimes it gives you a look on life, doesn't it? Like, you realise, like, life goes fast, and it's like, if you just hold back all the time, and you know what I mean, don't express yourself, it's fine, but with you there, it seems like you've just gone, so, oh, fuck it, I'll have a go, and here we are now, talking to you, so it just takes that first step, doesn't it, just, like, recognition and moving forward.
The thing is, there's enough people in the world who, like, hold back on what they want to do because of what they think they should do. Do you know what I mean? We all knew that we love music. We all knew that, like, playing music and listening to music made us happy. So we pursued it. We're at a point where we're getting a little bit back, but we're not even near to where we want to be. Do you know what I mean? But it's nice to know that in some way. Like, say if you sat there, you know, fucking doing your day or whatever, and, like, you think, oh, I want to hear that song. Do you know what I mean? Like, and the thought that sometimes might be one of our songs, that's boss. Do you know what I mean? Do you know how many times you've sat there on a bus or whatever, and you just sort of think, I'm in a bit of a shit mood here. What song would fucking, you know, pick me up or fucking make me in a way that I want to think? Do you know what I mean? And just the thought that fucking to some people we might be that.
You've always got to take a punt, haven't you?
You've got to have a go, because fucking no one wants to be the person sat there fucking looking back going, I believed in something but I didn't pursue it. So you might as well have a crack.
And just to know you're going to eat shit as well, I mean, like, fucking important part of it. Like, you've got to have some. The first, like, fucking year is just going to be like a write off after you got to the second year, like, and then it's probably the same after the third year. It was terrible.
You
didn't have anything. You didn't even bring a drink.
Me with electric drum kit from my dad, right. And then Kieran's guitar not even working, and we end up playing fucking an Oasis song or something.
So we got there at 9 o'clock because we'd been told that we were playing.
Didn't get paid. It was for fucking £3 for the payments as well. So you could imagine how that went.
We'd been cracking about 3 or 4 months. And you know, when you're a teenager, you think you're fucking a dog's bollocks, don't you? So like, we'll go down and do it. So we get down there about 9 o'clock, meant to be on for hours.
This kid shuns us as well, says we can borrow the drum kit, just lies, sends the drum kit over, it's dark.
Got told we had a drum kit and all that.
He's playing on this drum kit in the back that have been there for about 25 years.
He said, listen, boys, I can't pay you, but whatever you drink, because you're in a band, it's free. Right? Oh, by the way, you aren't on that 10. You're closing the show. You're on a 12. Right? So I'm being funny. Like, you get told, oh, yeah, you've got 3 hours to kill here, and you're in a pub, and you can drink what you want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
obviously I was watching him in the crowd, just like, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. I think they forgot what tunes they were playing halfway through the set. I'm standing there watching them. All three of them started making up what they were playing, not knowing what each other were playing. They were looking at each other. I was looking at them, just like crying. Aiden, well, there's five of us now, me and Aiden both, we were in the bands. We were from there, because we were all mates during school and stuff, and it was sort of just like a. But it was equal enjoyment rather than like a shared thing. So like me and Aiden stand there watching, just like, oh, what the fuck's going on here? Do you know what I mean? Like, just like laughing at the fact that like, I mean, to be fair though, like no one knew they were making up a song. And I think like even like a line in the tune, like I think Ryan was saying this, and they don't know we're making it all up. So, and like just saying, looked at Addy, and Addy was just like playing the drums. And I think the actual snare didn't even hardly work either, so he was just like sitting there and didn't know what to do.
I'll be out like fucking pulse, just like no one can see. I'm just like sat there in the dark. It's gonna get better from this. You know what I mean?
Everyone here was having a laugh.
Might be laughing at us, but do you know what I mean? He come back for the second gig.
Some of them did, like.
No, of course not.
No.
Anyone who didn't come back, we've got better since then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Anyone who come back, speak it, listen, and we don't want to sell us.
Yeah.
Now that we've lost the first DP. But like, how many people would be easy just to turn around and say, like, oh, yes, do this, like, do you know what I mean? This is fucking shite, like, do you know what I mean? But. Anyone, you're not going to be good off the bat, and it's good to think you will be because no one else will until you do. But
yeah.
It's bad in your time, innit?
Yeah.
Mm. Right. Away from music, you're all from Liverpool, aren't you? So I assume most of you support Liverpool. If I'm wrong, you support Everton, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But. How are you finding your season so far?
Let's not talk about it. Next question.
It's like Usain Bolt running 100 meters, like smoking. Everyone gets like 90 meters, and then like snapping his foot. You know what I mean? Like this last like few years. I mean, I think it's just like we've been lucky the last like few years, haven't we? No injuries. And it seems like we've had like 3 seasons worth of injuries in one.
Yeah.
I think as well, like you've got the factors of like, I think you've got to like freshen up the team. I mean, obviously, if you look at the I mean, I love Klopp. I think about Klopp. I think when you look at the owners and how much they've actually given to spend, like when you obviously they've sold big players and spent the money and stuff, but it's not that much. Even in the net what they've spent is like crazy low. And I think realistically, the start of this season. No matter if we were top at Christmas, whatever, we're naive to think we'd go into the season with 3 centre-halves, with 2 and injury prone. Obviously, players like Wijnaldum, he obviously don't know what the fuck he wants to do. He wants to leave. You've got Mane, who looks like he'd rather pull faces than play footy. And obviously, I think Firmino just doesn't. I don't think he's right for the team anymore, mate. I don't think he looks like he doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to play. Just they all need a new start. And I think it's, for me anyway, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I think they will have to sign a good right back, bring strength into the midfield. I think he's wasted out in right back. He can't, not a good defender. I think it shows not having a good centre half behind him. Don't think we'll sign that Kabach on either. I think he looks like a duck out of water last time. I reckon we'll come back though.
It's just one of those seasons, isn't it? Where it's just a bit, it just happens, isn't it?
Crazy. Right. I mean, like, we're so lucky to have Klopp. Like, I mean, we are so lucky to have him. I think But like, I think Carragher's on a good bit on it when he was saying like all the best teams in the world have never had a front three that's played for more than three seasons together. Like any top three. And like, obviously not like that's just in like recent era, but you do. Teams start figuring it out. So all these teams now, they just play five at the back against us. The three centre halves just dominate Matt, Salah and Mane, and the wing backs just cause too many problems. Just get up and get back. Would you go to when Eddie Howe left?
I like him, mate.
I think he's a good manager.
Yeah, he is a good manager. Yeah, I think it was just, I don't know, like towards the end of the season.
Same with some of the players for Liverpool now, innit?
You must be laughing at us because we've given you like a good 40 odd million over the past couple of years on shite, really. Like, Solanke's doing all right now, to be fair, but I know we're in the championship, so it's a bit different, but. He's getting better. There's someone else as well, Brad Smith, who we gave you $6 million for. I don't know why, but
no. We're only giving you a stick because we need to give someone stick. You know what I mean?
I know,
Not if I'd ever told any of friends in here. We can't wind them off.
I suppose like you've been at like the brunt of it for like the past month or so, haven't you? Or however long it's been since
you've been. I just think there's.
We have been spoiled though, haven't we? In my life, I've seen us win two Champions Leagues and league, you know what I mean? And like
a few cups in the ear and there.
Even when it was happening, it's a case of this is special, so you know, enjoy it, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But
it was. I think for you guys, it was like close to happening for a while, ever since like Rodgers was in charge, for example. Like, you were close to doing it then. I think it was just.
We don't talk about
that. I think the Rodgers team, it was sort of. I think he's probably the best player I've ever seen play him, Suarez. Like, he's just. I mean, no one you can tell. He just. When you say, a player can bring up the level of the team. You can see that in him. You can see it with him. But obviously, Sterling's going to be great in that. But
the way Gerrard could,
Gerrard could play any position and be the best player on the pitch.
Yeah.
Apart from keeper.
Speaking of Gerrard, when do you think he'd be ready to take over from Klopp? Because obviously, that's what's going to happen, isn't it? At some point,
when Klopp's contract runs out. 2024.
So you'd have Klopp all the way till then. Gerrard takes over.
I'd have if Klopp said he's going to sign another 5 years on top of the one he's got now. I'd say he's now like cements himself like probably top three Liverpool managers of all time. Maybe he's probably got Shankly, Paisley, Klopp, top three there, nearly. He's probably going to get a statue and he's going to get something.
Not too long before it, you know what I mean? And then you think about fucking where we are now. And like, you know what I mean? What he's done is fucking instrumental, you know what I mean? Not just for the club, for the city, you know what I mean? There's a mural of Salah in Sam, and that's a Muslim icon, do you know what I mean? That's like an entire city getting behind someone of a different ethnicity, and it's good, it's all love and peace, do you know what I mean? The things that have happened because of him being there are fucking nothing but brilliant things, do you know what I mean? And so having bad season and saying that and fucking
The thing I love about Klopp the most, like, you know, when you see that, like, when you talk to him, most footy players now, it's all like they've all got big egos and that. Like, when you watch him and like the way he conducts his team and that, like, you just don't think there's any egos. I mean, that might be biased. I'm a Liverpool fan. But like, I've seen some of Liverpool players rather the past in Liverpool teams, and like, you just go full of egos, or like, full of players that are better than they are, or people who are good and they're just not even asked. They just all like seem hard working, don't give a fuck about anything but just like doing well and winning. But then he wants, innit?
In it together, and that's all you can ask for. Like,
yeah, Luke, I was about to say, like, that's if a player gives 100% every game, then even if they're like shit, then that's fine. I don't care as long as they put in 100%. It's the ones like.
It's an old fan.
Well, Dortmund for a good example for it, actually, because obviously we still got some of our players that are from the Prem, and obviously we're in the Championship now, and they think, oh, I don't have to go out and play as well because it's the Championship, and that's why we're doing. That's why we're doing a bit of shit. But you know, it's just a bad mentality to have, I think.
It's always hard for teams to bounce back though in the first season after getting relegated. It's like the mentality just isn't there. I mean, obviously when you've just been smashed most games, it's hard to go from like, even if it is weaker competition, going from like always getting smashed and being used to it to then having to go and beat teams. It's like Liverpool now, isn't it? They're not used to beating teams, no matter how good your players are. When you get in that mentality of like not thinking you can, like, not turn up for the smaller games because you'd think you'll turn up for the bigger games. It's like Liverpool, really. Like, we only can turn up for the big games.
It's like the Fulham game, isn't it? Really, like.
So what is that? It's bad, the not the manager. The players getting put in the wrong places. Like, the chief of medical staff, the chief physio, I can't remember exactly his title. Jose Padze, I think his name was. Mm. He got sacked because his wages were like mad. Right, and the season he's been sacked, we've had about 12 injuries. Do you know what I mean?
That's why his wages are so good, because he's stopping these injuries.
Fucking the earns his money, and it's American owners trying to save a couple of quid, and that's what's impacted what's happening. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, obviously,
that's not to do with him. That obviously that's to do with fucking the way the Everton game went. But like, in terms of fucking the injuries you don't see, that's why they're injured, do you know what I mean? Because this fella, who's obviously been on top of it season after season, has been fucked off because he's asking for too much dough in the eyes of the owners, who don't give a fuck, do you know what I mean?
Well, I think as well, I think, the minge back these yanks, like,
well, you can't blame the players, you can only blame the owners who are trying to save a couple of quid.
I think not having the fans there as well, mate, like, you've got to think, with some teams, like if you look at Arsenal and even Everton, like Everton, they've got like fucking horrible fans, do you know what I mean? Like, the players will like try and make a good pass, kick it out, and they'll all boo. They'll all boo the players. Like, Liverpool, like, the fans get behind the players. Like, even our team, like, they're not the most like skillful players, like, don't really go for like the fanciest things much, they're hard workers. And
I think
just
as well, okay. That's like, even when we was doing sort of earlier gigs, you know, that we weren't fucking brilliant or whatever, do you know what I mean? There was still, like, you come off and there'd be that fella who goes to you, fucking well in, like, that bit of the tower.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, do you know what I mean? That's that's part of the city, and that's why it's a lovely place to be from and a lovely place to live, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I think, like, even if there's not necessarily like a fucking, you know, a flawlessness to what you're doing. There's an appreciation of, if there's a bit of heart to it, do you know what I mean? There's an appreciation of what you're doing. If it's come from a place of fucking, you know, you fucking having a go, it's respected and it's appreciated, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, in a lot of ways, we're lucky to grow up as a band in this city. Because there is that atmosphere, do you know what I mean? There is that thing, like, you can walk off a gig, and I do, or I did, a lot of the times, where I weren't happy with the way I played or whatever, and you met with nothing but fucking appreciation, because everyone here wants fucking everyone here to do well, do you know what I mean? And it's the loveliest fucking thing in the world, do you know what I mean? Like, that's why the Liverpool music scene is such a fucking fucking to be a part of, because you look at the other bands, you're like, fucking, I can't even name them, you know what I mean? Fucking the Sunday, Carlos, fucking Stone, fucking loads, you know what I mean? The Rats, fucking, you know what I mean? Monks, Columbus, fucking, you know what I mean? And all you want is for everyone to smash and everyone to do well, you know what I mean? You've got differences in what you think's cool or whatever, but fucking, we all want everyone to smash it, you know what I mean? That's just a lovely thing to be a part of at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And it translates to everything, like from the footy to the music, you know what I mean? So it's all the same thing, you know what I mean?
Right, lads, thank you for coming on today, I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
sorry, turned out so abruptly. You can find The Sway on Spotify and all streaming services. Don't forget to check out a new video. But yeah, thank you for coming, lads. Cheers.